I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The United States and other countries have largely finished evacuating people out of Afghanistan. Thousands fled the Taliban's rule over the country, and many have ended up in the U.S. Anne Hamming of Tent Schools International says up to half of these refugees may be children. Without schooling, the situation won't get any better for these families. And that's why Tent Schools International works with refugee students in places like Lebanon, where they've started a mobile school on a truck. In the U.S., they provide refurbished laptops for students and resettled families, most of whom can't afford to buy computers.
The resettlement agencies work with them to make sure they have reliable internet access, and then we grant them a laptop or a desktop.
Join this work to provide laptops to refugees in Jesus' name and learn more at missionnews.org. Iran lurks in the shadows of the Afghanistan crisis. A believer we'll call Reza serves with Global Catalytic Ministries.
Iran is definitely a power player in this and is watching this very closely. They have a very vested interest in Afghanistan. 2 weeks ago, the Taliban was here, having a high-level meeting with the Iranian government.
GCM helps Christians inside Afghanistan escape persecution. They're also seeing Afghans flee to Iran, their ministry home base. Even though life might be less dangerous inside Iran, it's not easier. Connect with missionnews.org to send help in Christ's name. And most importantly, keep praying for Afghanistan.
In 1979, when the revolution happened in Iran, all of the foreigners left. And look at what happened to Iran. It became the fastest growing church within 40 years.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.